Hey guys, it's Aaron with Alkaline Radio here, and today I just wanted to talk about a raw food diet. For some of you guys that are probably, if some of you guys listen to the previous episode on this podcast, I was talking about how for over like the last 10 days, I was like super busy with my cousin's wedding, and you know, a lot of family stuff going on for like the wedding week. You know, essentially, I was like super busy, and for the first time in like years, I wasn't able to properly consume the alkaline foods that I eat on a daily basis, and because of that, I ended up actually getting sick for a couple days, right? Like, in all honesty, was like the worst feeling I've ever felt. For the last couple days, I've only just been drinking, just eating fruits, drinking herbal teas, and trying to eat like as much raw food as I can. Over this week, actually, what I was actually gonna do, and over the last 2 days I've already been doing, is just been just kind of just to settle my stomach and just get my body kind of back into that proper alkaline state. What I'm gonna be doing is I've actually just only been consuming. So in the mornings I'll usually wake up, have my teas, my herbal teas, with whatever herbs I wanna put in there, right? Again, usually I just always just go sea moss, burdock root, or like sea moss bladderwack, yellow dock root. I don't know. There's plenty of herbs out there. It's essentially just whichever ones you guys feel like you guys need, right? For me, I know that usually I try just getting as much. I like taking sea moss and bladderwack because I know that it has a lot of iron and a lot of the minerals that the human body needs. So I always have energy for days whenever I take that. So that's usually like my go-to tea in the mornings. So in the mornings, I'll usually just have that. Because you shouldn't be eating right away. And then a little bit more towards lunch, I've just been consuming more fruits and stuff, so like strawberries, pears, cantaloupe, honeydew melon, plenty of things, papaya, just trying to consume food. And then usually I'll just have my dinner from anywhere from 3 to 5, maybe latest like 6-ish. And then usually for that, in regards to, for just raw foods, for my raw foods, I normally just try to keep it basic. So I'll just have like salads later on, or because I don't have a food dehydrator. So I gotta grab one of those though, because they're actually super helpful to make like patties and stuff out of. But honestly, I kind of just simplify it for myself. So I'll make like a raw wrap, or like plenty of things, really. I usually just normally just stick to like salads and wraps if I'm eating raw. So like for this week, today I'm just gonna end up making a kale salad later. Yesterday I ended up having a raw coconut wrap with it's like a coconut, like the wrap, the tortilla shell is made out of coconut, raw coconuts. And then what I ended up doing was I just put a little bit of peppers. I made like a walnut hemp seed mayo, and I just put a bunch of veggies and stuff in it, just rolled it up and just ate it. And honestly, it tastes amazing. I'm just speaking solely for some of you guys out there that maybe haven't been really consuming a lot of raw foods, right? Yeah, but so that's what I've been kind of making sure that I've been doing throughout this week, and what I'm gonna do moving forward. So today, later on, actually, my first task is actually to kind of write down what I'm going to be eating throughout the week, because I know sometimes, again, I don't know, maybe some of you guys are in the same position that I'm in. Sometimes when you get home, you're super busy throughout the day, and you're not really able to figure out what you want to eat, what you're going to have like for dinner and later on, et cetera, right? And so sometimes I'll even come back, like when I'm back a little bit after 7, now I need to quickly make something and eat it, because I don't like to really eat after 7 o'clock usually. So unless I'm like really in a bind, then I'll try to eat then. But anyway, so that's the reason why today I'm actually gonna meal prep later on. So well, not meal prep, kind of just write down some ideas of what I want to eat, and then just go out and go grab some things that maybe I might need while I'm on this while I'm eating raw through for the rest of this week, right? Yeah. Guys, that was just my little take, because of at the end of the day, my situation was because obviously I ended up getting sick eating a bunch of like, well, not a bunch of fried food. I think I had like a couple of fried like zucchini fritters or something like that. But honestly, that's like the last time, first and last time I'm gonna be consuming stuff like that at like friends and a family's, you know, get-togethers. That was like the first time I I eat it because, you know, the situation that I was in, you guys could see yesterday's podcast if you guys want to hear a little bit more about that story. But, you know, I was kind of stuck for 10 days. You know, I was super busy and I was essentially running around doing wedding things for my my cousins. And sometimes I would just be super busy. And one of the days I ended up, they had, it was like fried zucchini fritters. And I ended up eating like five of them. And I got so sick the next day. It was just terrible. So now over this next week, I want to go raw and make sure I kind of bring my body back to that alkaline state and eating proper foods and it kind of working on 100% efficiency, right? Because I know last week when I would, like when I ate those zucchini fritters and when I was kind of consuming things that weren't really on the guide, that just, and some things that just weren't good for you in general, right? I realized I was feeling a lot more low energy, a lot more like tired. I was kind of like dragging myself around. And that was obviously when I started to realize that, okay, I feel like I might get sick. And then that day I ended up actually, because I don't normally feel like that at all anymore, right? Like when you consume these foods, you have energy for days. You feel like you have a lot of mental clarity. You feel, you know, awake, energized, all the things that the body needs, right? But in that point in time, I was kind of like, because of the situation that I was kind of in, right? Obviously, I didn't make it easier on myself by meal prepping and doing stuff like that, which I should have, right? and for future reference, that is something that I'm going to make sure that I do, right? Whenever, like in the summer, I have another family get-together and to make sure that I'm not going to be, you know, in the same situation when I'm coming back home, I have to quickly go to like these family get-togethers and stuff, and I really don't have time to, you know, get my foods and eat them or, you know, meal prep and have my stuff with me so that I could kind of eat it there, right? So I was kind of forced to eat the foods that were there, and I would kind of be like picky and eat only things that I know that probably were going to be like the least detrimental for me. But you know, again, I don't eat a lot of fried foods, so obviously having those like zucchini fritters just obviously wasn't a good thing. So that's why throughout this week I made it kind of a priority that I need to eat raw, so that I've already been feeling better like these over the last 2 days. So, you know, just goes to show how amazing the body starts to feel when you're just consuming fruits, herbs, and like raw foods, right? You know, even if you're eating cooked foods, right, just try not to use a ton of oil when you're cooking, right? But yeah, guys, that was just my little take, and that's something that I'm going to be doing throughout this week. I'm going to be making sure that I'm eating raw foods. I know some people out there are extreme pros at this, and I know I'm always giving them a shout out, but you guys should definitely check out Autumn Dre, A-T-U-M space Dre, D-R-E on Facebook, or The Alcatrician. I believe it's called The Alcatrician, or Your Neighborhood Alcatrician. I'm pretty sure he's called The Alcatrician on Instagram or Facebook. Try one of those two, and but he's super helpful. I always get kind of inspiration off him for eating raw foods, and you know, he's one of these people that have been on this alkaline journey for like over 20 years, right? He's an expert in this field, and he's honestly like another person that kind of inspires me, right, to make sure that I'm consistently you know, trucking along and staying kind of following on this path and making sure that I'm staying disciplined enough to eat the foods that are only on the guide. And yeah, so yeah, that's just my little take on it, guys. Sometimes your body just needs some rest, right? And in my situation, maybe some of you guys are in some of the same situations. Maybe some of you guys have been eating tons of alkaline foods, but you're cooking a lot of them. You might be in the same position, right, where you might want to eat a lot of raw foods and kind of not consume so many meals throughout the day, right? Like, just wake up in the morning, have some of your favorite herbs and herbal teas, and you know, later on have, you know, fruits and vegetables, and then for dinner just have you know, a little bit of a bigger meal, but don't ever have it too late. Like, I don't normally eat after 7. I think it was Dr. Sebi said don't ever eat after 7 o'clock. I think it was 7 or 8. Pretty sure it's 7. So I just don't try to eat after 7 o'clock. I normally just eat my dinner between like 4:30 to like 6:30, latest like 7-ish if I'm really stuck. But yeah, that was just my little take, guys. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this little rant for today. But yeah, it's honestly just important, like, even if some of you guys kind of like get off of I don't want to say like get off this journey, but kind of like get sidetracked while you're on this journey, like let's say maybe you're traveling, or you know, maybe you're having a family get together as well, or there's just whatever, you know, life is going on, right? And you're not able to, at some point in time, you kind of give in, or you're, you know, you're kind of forced to eat something that's not really on the list, that's okay. But one thing you guys need to make sure is that you're gonna start feeling sick if you're consuming a lot of these bad foods for you, like a couple days in a row, because you know, for a lot of you guys, I don't know, for myself, I'm speaking for myself, but ever since I've been on this alkaline journey and eating these proper foods, anytime I consume foods that aren't that are really detrimental to the human body, I instantly start feeling it, right? I start feeling it in my stomach, and I start wanting to, like, my it just doesn't settle in my body properly, and I kind of feel like I yeah, like it just doesn't settle in your body properly. And so that was kind of the situation that I was in, right? And that's how I ended up getting sick, is that's why I'm going raw this week, and I'm making sure that I'm just solely consuming the foods that are on the Dr. Sebi nutritional guide, and moving forward I always do that anyways. But that was just my little take, guys. I ended up you know, me too, I ended up kind of getting sidetracked, and I was in a situation where I wasn't able to meal prep, and there was a million things going on. But you know, at the end of the day, looking at myself in the mirror, I realized there are excuses, right? I need to do better next time. This was the one of the first times while I've been on this journey for 5 years that I've had, like, again, a get together with a close relative. So I really didn't know how to handle it, but now I know moving forward, because I got a lot of weddings and stuff going on in the summer and as the months follow. So I know moving forward, I'm gonna end up that week prior, I'm gonna end up food prepping and doing stuff like that, and just really, really going in detail of what I'm gonna be eating and what I'm gonna be consuming, because you know, I'm gonna be out and about a lot, and I'm not gonna be able to have all of my foods conveniently located next to me, or you know, any of my herbal teas, etc. Right? So I kind of needed to work around that, and I think I'm doing a better job now, now that I have an idea of what I'm supposed to do. But guys, that was just my little take. You know, if you guys ever fall off the wagon a little bit, just realize discipline is key. Understanding that while you're on this journey, you might have random slip-ups here and there, but just understand, hey, just keep moving forward. Keep consuming these foods. These things make you feel good. These things make you feel amazing. When you eat the foods and consume the foods and the drinks and just everything that's on the herbs, whatever it is that are on that nutritional guide, you feel amazing, right? It's honestly crazy. Like, consume those foods for a month and you'll notice the biggest change in your mind, how you are as a person, etc. Right? Consume, you know, the foods that I had to eat during that wedding week, a lot of fried foods, a lot of starchy foods, etc. Right? You start to feel different, right? You start to feel a little lazy, tired, a little bit more like I wouldn't really want to say aggressive, but like kind of like you get annoyed more easier. That's what I was noticing over that week when I would be eating every. But even then, right? Like I would be eating alkaline foods, like 80% of the time. But when I'd get to the like the main parties later on in the day, I would consume a little something something that wasn't necessarily on the guide. But yeah, guys, like I said, moving forward, I know what I need to do, and that's why I'm gonna go raw this week, and I'll kind of keep you guys up to date daily what's kind of been going on in regards to my situation. But yeah, guys, honestly, it's just amazing all the love and support that I get on this podcast. Again, if you guys like it, you know, share it with some of your friends, give it 5 stars, and I hope to talk to you guys tomorrow. See ya.